Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Martin. Batting third. The center fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Larry. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Larry. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Fox reaches second base with a double. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball four. Martin moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up towards short. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia takes first base on ball four. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson strikes out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keane moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Keane moves to third. Kaline moves to second. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell is walked intentionally. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Landis moves to second. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lawler is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to third. Torgerson moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 2 in the game. Francona strikes out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips is hit by the pitch. Fox scores. Torgerson moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. Donovan takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio bunts towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boone scoops it up and throws to first, with Larry covering, for the out. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-3 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Smith reaches second base with a double. Ted Beard pinch runs for Al Smith. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ted Beard now playing left field. Jim Rivera now playing right field. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Frank Larry. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Heft pinch runs for Bill Taylor. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Beard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heft scores. Keene moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vito Valentinetti now pitching. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Donovan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Maxwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Beard. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Ray Moore now pitching. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Charlie Maxwell. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Reno Bertoia. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth scores. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.